I had a dream about Power Rangers last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. All I remember is when I woke up, I was thinking about watching Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. So I think it was me watching that movie in my dream and realizing how many of the actors were replaced at that point. Mm-hmm. Because, like, Zach got replaced, Jason got replaced, the Red Ranger. Because for Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie, he was Rocky instead of Jason.
It was the Red Ranger, the Yellow Ranger,
and the Black Ranger.
Black Ranger all changed out. Yeah.
Messed up. Did he die, or is that an urban legend?
The girl that was Trini, the Yellow Ranger, she died.
No way.
Yeah, she died like in a car accident or something like that. Sorry to burst your bubble, but
I'm looking it up. Not that I don't believe you.
I don't know her name, though. I feel bad that I don't know.
Oh my God, she died in 2001.
Okay, so it was not like during the show.
Cause of death, car accident.
Thuy Trang is her name, yeah.
Ugh, let's cancel this episode. I can't. It's on like DCOM! It's on like
DCOM!
Ryan, is that a mermaid in the distance?
It's so beautiful. I think I see her.
Oh my God. It's her, my mommy.
It's my other mom.
Oh yeah, that's our other mom. And guess what? It's on like DCOM. We're going to talk about the famous film, The 13th Year.
Yeah, you're Madeline.
Oh yeah, that's me, Madeline. And this is my friend Ryan.
Hi.
We have a show together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, welcome. Yeah. What a treat. Or maybe not. I don't know. We'll see how we feel about this movie. But we continue what we said. We mentioned this in the last episode that maybe keeping it in somewhat of a beachy theme.
We're beachy. We've abandoned the camp bit. We don't do bits, but we have abandoned the camp bit, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's still, I mean, this is, I guess, is the end of the school year sort of thing a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, we're getting closer to it. So I feel like it's more on theme than the camp thing.
Yeah, sure.
Well, before we do, what have you been up to? What's new in the last time we spoke?
Well, I feel like you and I have this shared thing where
We watched too much TV.
Number one, we watched too much TV. Number two, we were raised by TV. And I have missed just TV because I haven't had TV probably for like, what, 10?
It's like 10 years probably. At least. That none of us had like regular.
Yeah.
Well, ever since I think by the time we came of age to move out on our own, TV was already on its way out.
Yeah, I think I had cable in my first apartment I lived in, but then none of the apartments after that. And
one of my roommates had cable, the first one I moved into too. But
it's a very I feel like if you're rich, you have cable.
I mean, I'm surprised that just hasn't gone down crazy in price for just more people. Because I wouldn't mind having like just like a basic cable, you know. If it was just like cheap as hell or just came with my cable internet.
I would love it. I think they should redo that. But luckily we have a solution to that problem, everybody. It's our sponsor.
Our sponsor this week. We got
our sponsor is Pluto TV. So we're going to talk about Pluto TV. But I want to ask you one thing first, which is when you go and stay in a hotel, is it a super big treat for you to watch cable TV?
Yeah, it's great. I love
it.
Me too. I love scrolling. It's something I've talked about, I don't know if on this show, but, you know, when I go back to my parents and be able to kind of scroll through the TV a little bit and flick channels through and catch the middle or end of movies and I don't know.
Whenever Ryan goes to visit his parents, we're just like, hey, Ryan, what are you watching on cable?
It's like, oh, I'm watching American Pickers or something.
No.
Yeah, it's great, and I'm glad that you kind of found the Pluto TV thing. Cause I feel like it's been around a couple of years, but it's kind of changed a lot even since it started. But
and I feel like probably most people don't know what it is, but
it's on your things. Like you all have it.
Yeah, it's an app, and it's free. You can use it whenever you want, and. Yeah. So it has all these different channels. So I've been using the horror channel and the true crime channel.
Oh, cool.
And how it works is you don't have to pick anything out. Like, you know how on Netflix you just sit there forever trying to pick a movie and then you just end up picking a shitty movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, put some patriotic...
Or you don't pick anything. You don't pick anything. You just go to bed.
Exactly. You just go to bed and you give up. Here, put some patriotic music in the background. You know where I want to live, Ryan?
Where?
I want to live in a country where I don't make the choices. I want someone to tell me what I should be watching. And that's what Pluto TV is. It's so great. You just put
God
on the
bless.
Channel. The best thing is you turn it on. And if you accidentally missed part of the movie, you can watch it from the beginning.
Oh, yeah. It's like a streaming service, too. But it's like... Like you can pick things, and they have commercials, of course. But yeah, like you can scroll through like you're watching TV. Though,
it's amazing. So I watched The Ruins, some shitty horror movie from like 2003.
Oh, I think I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's where the plants come alive and like start
it's
going
like
down people's
throats. Like an
Aztec
temple kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It was tight. It was fine.
Yeah, I
it
don't
was...
think they're edited either, right? Like they're kind of yeah, they're not they're like uncut movies, aren't they?
Like,
did you still see like the violence and
I think so. Yeah. I saw a lot of blood. It was great.
Yeah.
So I watched that. I watched Urban Legends Final Cut.
Classic.
Just as good as the original Urban Legends, Ryan. Would I've ever watched those normally? Yeah, probably. Would it have taken me an hour to pick it out? Yes.
That's great.
It's
yeah,
so
it's
good.
It's really funny because there's like weird channels, and I think it's basically just like streaming online TV, like, and there's a lot of weird stuff like Funny or Die as like a channel and stuff like that. They just play like shorts from there and some other kind of online outlets and things.
And MTV, and there's like a home
Nickelodeon has a few
show.
Channels and stuff. Like, I remember watching like Legends of the Hidden Temple on there. I remember coming across, I watched for the first time the Power Rangers before it came to America, like the stuff it was originally sourced from.
Whoa.
And that blew my mind. Like just seeing like the old Power Rangers that I loved as a kid, but like never seen it in its original form with like, you know, Japanese actors and all that stuff. It had subtitles. It was so cool.
That's so cool.
What is it? Xeno Rangers or whatever it's called. Yeah.
They were called Xeno Rangers originally.
It's Super Sentai or Kiro Hu Sentai Zoo Rangers, I think. Zoo Rangers or something like that. And it's like a series that's been going on in like since like the 70s or 80s in Japan. And then finally Saban's like, I should buy all these and re-edit them for Americans, you know?
Saban, what a treasure.
Yeah. So there's stuff like that like on this Pluto TV. It's movies, a lot of junk, but a lot of cool kind of weird stuff to stumble upon.
I love it so much. I never am going to use Netflix again. I'm never going to sit trying to make a decision about what I want to watch ever again. Just generally, I need someone to tell me what to do because yeah. I get home and I don't want to think about what I want to do. And I was just thinking about, do you think that kids of today are just like paralyzed with anxiety all the time because they have 5 million choices of what to watch?
I'm sure. Yeah.
Because for us, it was just like, oh, turn on 37. Is that good? Yes. Okay, leave it on. Oh, it's not? Turn on 67. That's Disney Channel. Still not good? Try Cartoon Network. And that
You're
was
gonna
it.
Find something out of those three.
Yeah. You know? All you had were those three choices, and you would always find something you wanted to watch.
Yeah.
But now, it's like the same thing with Tinder. Like, you can have a million people to date. It's paralyzing.
Yeah.
That's why I love Pluto TV. 10% off.
And it 10% off the free price. With a hashtag or the coupon code DCOM.
Yeah, they pay you 10% to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only thing I would say is a downside is like I just with those streaming things, I don't mind a commercial every once in a while, but I hate when it replays the same commercials over and over again.
True.
That bugs me.
Although we grew up the commercial generation, so many people will buy premium Hulu so they don't have to watch commercials, and I'm like, no, this is what we do. We watch commercials.
And Hulu, I feel like, does a pretty good job. Like, I don't see the same, used to say show the same commercials, but now it's kind of, but Pluto TV, last time I watched it, it's been a little while, it just would always be like the same two or three commercials, I feel like.
That's why I take my video game breaks, though.
Okay.
On my phone.
That's cool. What are you playing on your phone? What kind of games?
Well, I only play one game.
What's that?
It's called Cooking Madness.
Okay.
And you have to cook all these, you like visit different countries and you cook different cuisines. It's kind of like Overcooked, but with one person.
That sounds cool.
It's pretty fun.
It's like a fast paced thing. Like, you have to make the things for the customers and they want different stuff. And
yeah. And you have to make it really fast, and it's like different combinations. And then the reason I like it is the food looks so good.
Mm.
Like, there's like, I was like cooking cake and like big pieces of ham bone and root beer. It was great.
Wow. That sounds good.
It's a wonderful game.
What's it called again?
Cooking Madness.
Cooking Madness.
Yeah, but you have to like beat some of the levels because the first level is really easy. But now I'm all the way in Taiwan making like sushi and stuff. It's great.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty fun. Well,
that sounds great.
I'm like the perfect person to cater commercials to, because if I don't like the commercial, I will go out of my way not to buy the product. But if I like the commercial, I'm the type of person who's like, I need to order Pizza Hut right now.
Yeah.
I have like watched a commercial and then 5 seconds later ordered Pizza Hut from that commercial.
I haven't had Pizza Hut in so long.
It's so good. Everyone hates on Pizza Hut, but it's good. And I don't know why everyone dislikes it so much.
I'll have to try Pizza Hut soonish.
The wings are the best.
Good wings.
Yeah.
Wow. I have had Domino's as of recently because there's one close by, but I've been trying not to eat too much of that these days. But
yeah, me too. Me too.
Getting old a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm. We're Trader Joe's people now.
Yeah, we're all about TJ's. We feel like we at least recommend one thing each week about something. What's your TJ's choice this week?
Yeah, please.
But you were just talking right before we recorded. Is that your?
Yeah, you're gonna want to try the chocolate oat beverage from TJ's. Put it with your cold brew; pairs nicely.
Nice.
What's your TJ's choice of the week?
My TJ's choice of the week. Let's see. I would probably say, I probably mentioned this before, but I haven't said on the show, but you got to get that everything but the bagel seasoning. It goes good on everything. You put it on rice, your eggs, your potatoes.
I do it on peanut butter toast.
Ooh, I haven't tried that.
It's good. I like it. Eric always thinks it's weird because peanut butter is like Swedish, but I don't care. I think it's good.
I mean, I would do that. He thought I was weird to have peanut butter toast with eggs. I remember when you guys stayed here a couple years ago.
No, I think that sounds good.
Yeah, and so I could see that being really good. It's weird though, because that seasoning is basically salt, garlic, and pepper, right? Or in sesame seeds? Isn't that what it is? Or something?
I don't know. It has whatever is on everything bagels, and I always want to know what that is. But Ryan, did you see they have everything but the bagel chips now?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I haven't got those, but
oh my God. The guy at Trader Joe's told me that this is a really weird thing to say, but he told me that when he was done with it, he licked the bottom of the bag.
I could see that.
Yeah. So that's a big endorsement and creepy.
Man, we're just promoting, you know, Pluto TV, Trader Joe's.
10% off with code
DCOM. We've sold out totally.
Yeah. We don't, I mean, we need to keep making millions of dollars off this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We quit both of our jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, keep listening, because we need those listenerships to make up for the lack of funds of our jobs. But
that's right. But we don't really need you, because we have like, for every one person that stops listening, which is no one, we have 1 billion. loyal fans.
Yeah, screw you. We keep talking about everything but the movie.
Yeah, there's just more interesting things going on.
Yeah, what about, should we talk about The Circle a little bit?
Yes. Our favorite show is The Circle. So we
season
both
two.
Loved, yeah, we both loved the first season. I think we should say that to start.
Mm-hmm.
It's
been a while. It's been a couple of years, I feel like.
It has. I was a massive Joey stan. Is his name Joey?
Was that, who
the
was
guy,
that?
The guy who ended up, spoilers, winning.
Oh yeah, I think so. Something like that. He was kind of one of those guys that started off kind of obnoxious and then he kind of grew on you a little bit.
Yeah, he was this, it was the most amazing character arc I've ever seen because he was this Jersey show bro. But then he was like so kind and sweet and he just like won me over completely. I was like, I'm going to hate this guy. That's the magic of The Circle.
Well, yeah. So the show, if you haven't seen it, it's kind of, it's not quite a dating show, but it's more of like a friends show kind of, I guess. But it's all, everyone's separated in their own apartments and only can talk through messaging, basically.
And the whole thing is you can either come on authentically as yourself or you can be a catfish version of yourself because you're only talking to each other online. And if I want to sell someone on the show, the funniest thing I've ever seen maybe in my life is two people trying to catfish each other. One playing a woman, one playing a man. And they're both like these older men like trying to go on a date with each other and talk like how they think that person would talk on the date. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and it's so weird because it's like shot like they're sitting across from each other on the table, but they're not. You know, they're going over the computer basically. And it's very COVID quarantine, even before it was like COVID, you know, is happening, you know.
Yeah, they predicted the future.
Yeah.
That's the one show you can film still during COVID.
So yeah, so they have the new season and there's already, it dropped like 4 episodes a week, which is crazy. I thought it was gonna be one a week and I was like, oh cool, I can catch up easily, but there's already 12 episodes to watch.
The thing is I'm like trying to savor it because I like it so much, so I've only watched the first episode so far.
Yeah, I've watched the first few, but
yeah,
I'll probably wait a while before I watch the next group. But
yeah, give me a second to catch up.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, there was a character in the first season called Shubi, a person named Shubi who was so great. And I don't know if this show's quite found that, but there's some good drama and some interesting things that they go on in the next couple episodes, I feel like. So, and I feel like there's even characters that are already warming up to me that I hated the first episode.
That's what I love about this show.
So far,
I don't know any of their names, but the old guy who is trying to like talk young is my favorite thing I've ever seen.
His name's Lee, and his catfish guy is named River.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always holding the picture of River. When you're watching it, he's always holding a framed photo of him. It's so weird.
His avatar is this hippie guy with long, curly, flowy hair.
Yeah.
It's great. And then he's this like middle-aged, older man with glasses. And
he kind of looks like an old Chris Gethard or something.
He does! He does look like an old Chris Gethard.
Then he got like... the only ones I can remember is Chloe, who's the British girl. That was on Too Hot to Handle.
I can't.
I think you're gonna be surprised about her.
I hope
I could see you coming around on her. She was like the worst that first episode.
I liked her on Too Hot to Handle, but she's just coming into the show so hot, like yelling so much. I'm sure people think that when I talk on this show. So I have nothing to complain about other people's voices, but
she's got the DCOM yelling acting energy or something.
Yes, the yelling in your face style of acting that we love.
Well, I'll have to let you keep catch up a little bit, and then we'll have to keep updating everybody on what's going on with the Circle.
Yeah, so. It's on like DCOM, where you come for all of the Circle, QAnon, Chrissy Carlson Romano,
Trader Joe's picks.
Yeah, all that.
Okay, Christy.
I have some things to say about Christy.
So. So last episode, at the very end, when we already were done, you say like, "Oh, we didn't get to Christy." I'm like, "I'll save it for next time." So we have to talk a little bit about Christy.
Yeah. So the first thing is, we're not going to watch this clip, I don't think, but I watched her and one of the stars of this movie, Courtney Draper, on an episode of, what is her show called? Cooking with Christy? Christy Kitchen? Christy's Throwback Kitchen.
Well, it's like the show right now, I don't know if it's just like we're finally getting to like the COVID episodes or something like that, but they're all very, the whole thing changed in the last like 2 months. Have you noticed that?
Okay, that might explain it, but I'm going to go with a different theory and pretend like you didn't just say
okay.
that.
Okay.
So in the episode with her and Courtney Draper, she's like, oh, my toddler, or she's like, oh, I need my whisk, but unfortunately my toddler was upstairs with it playing in the bathtub, implying that the set is her house.
The set, like the fake one.
The fake. She was implying the fake set was her house.
Are we sure that that one is not an earlier one?
I mean, that's one theory. But my theory is that she is an alien. And she's living a fake life. Because we can see the set is fake.
Well, I think the episodes in the last few months are all fake sets, I think. But, or maybe even this year. But I think the ones from last year are still in a house. And yeah, the way to tell is if they're using the oven behind or the stove behind them or not.
Well,
not a burner on the counter.
What about the alien thing?
That could be true.
Yeah,
it could be true.
No one can prove otherwise.
That Christy is an alien.
That she's not an alien.
She's not.
They can't prove that she's not an alien.
She's had, I feel like her last few, the reason I want to talk about this, like the last month, she's had like banger guests, I feel like, but they're all doing it over like a Zoom call. She's had Jodie Sweetin on there again, you know,
wow.
Stephanie Tanner, had Mara Wilson, Matilda herself was on there. And she had dun, 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 Danica McKellar, Winnie Cooper on Christy's Kitchen Throwback or whatever.
Yeah. I feel just watch that over and over and over and over?
I watched it once, you know, right when it dropped. I think I was at work and I saw like the little YouTube subscription thing pop up.
I love you're subscribed.
Yeah, it's wild. Even if I wasn't subscribed, I get them recommended to me on the homepage of YouTube all the time. So. But yeah, that was a good little run there. Like Mara Wilson's really cool and funny and smart and stuff. She hasn't really been acting lately, but she's like writes books and stuff, and she has like a blog, Little Matilda. A lot of activism with like you know, shitty dealings in Hollywood and stuff like that. So it's great stuff.
She's one of the few child actors that didn't go off the deep end.
Yeah. I think she kind of like, you know, she was like Macaulay Culkin level for like a few. She was in so many movies in the mid 90s. So
I remember she was in Miracle in 34th Street. And that was the first movie I ever fell asleep in in the theater.
Anyway, it was a good run with Christy. And then there was these two. She had these people in the 13th year on.
Good for her.
I think these are earlier. So we got the one you were just talking about, Courtney Draper, who's like the kind of love interest. She's also in Stepsister from Planet Weird.
Hubba Hubba.
She's the I was gonna say she's the nicey nicey for me this week. For sure. But the real test is our lead of the movie, which did we decide if it's Shay or Chez or Chaz? Chaz Starbuck.
We're gonna call him Chez Starbuck.
Chez Starbuck is the actor's name of the lead of the 13th year, which is probably the worst name.
It's the worst name, but also not only that, Ryan, but are you aware it's a glitch in the Matrix?
Do explain.
He's an android.
In the movie, you mean? Like, he's so unhuman, you mean?
Yes, but in real life, he is an actual android, and his model name is Chez Starbuck.
Oh, you okay? Like Battlestar. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. He's like, I am classic American boy, Chez Starbuck.
He's might be the worst actor in one that we've seen yet in a DCOM, I think.
No, he's just your classic apple pie American boy, just like everybody else.
This is how you know that there was maybe a problem with this guy. He doesn't have a wiki page.
What?
Like, if you go to the 13th year wiki, he does not have a link on his name.
He has an he has an Instagram. I stalked it. I gotta tell you, he looks good.
Like, you think so?
Okay, wait. So I think him on Christie's Kitchen, he might be older, but I have to show you this picture really quick.
Okay.
Because it's like they updated his software, and he's like, whoa.
Whoa.
Look at that.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, he's a good-looking man. He's still kind of interesting. Like, yeah, I can see that.
Look at that beef. He's a big, beefy boy.
Well, in that Christie video, he's huge. He's like twice the size of Christie.
Yeah. It's because they like had to put his microchip into a new, better model for the 2000s.
Should we watch a little bit of it?
Yeah, we have to.
Okay.
I'm going to see if this theory is correct.
Aquaman, bro, if I didn't walk, you couldn't run. Okay?
Oh, God.
Yummy, yummy, yum, yum, yum. Yum.
It's Christy Carlson Romano here on Christy's Kitchen Throwback. Make sure you subscribe, hit the like button, hit all the notifications. I want to see your face. Well, I guess I won't see your face, but I feel you watching me every second of the day. Today we have an amazing...
What do you mean by that?
That was so dark.
A New England clam chowder. I don't know if you know this, I'm from New England, so this is just very close to my heart, and also our guest is close to my heart. Everybody has been asking many, many, many comments since day one. So
see, this is the real set.
Put your hands together for Chez Starbuck.
Oh, she said
hello,
Chez.
Hello, hello.
Look at this big
Chez.
Guy.
Thank you.
Look at this guy.
The merman is here for some clam chowder.
That's awesome. Have you ever been to New England?
No, I haven't.
And he like doubled in size.
So oh, this will be a what? Yes.
They upgraded
I don't know if you
him.
Know this, but I'm wearing nautical stripes today.
Yeah, I noticed that. I like it.
All right,
it.
Do you think she's...
So let's make this, and
stoked.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Our base is the celery.
I think she's like, ooh, this guy.
Where do you think Hubby is?
White pepper.
I think she thinks that this guy can beat up her husband.
Do you cook, by the way?
No, my wife does all the cooking for me. She pre-makes all my meals. She's an amazing cook.
Oh, did you see how sad she got?
I mess up on cooking all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Almost everything, so.
He does seem a lot more human-like, I will say, in this.
I don't know. I'm usually starting fires.
Maybe that's why he didn't keep acting.
Yeah, probably.
Go figure. Go figure.
Celery doesn't smell. I guess when you blend it. Have you ever had like celery juice?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Look at how their eyes are locked. I'm just looking for it now.
All right, so now we've got the garlic.
She is just loving it.
This is looking good. I feel like this is.
And then I imagine Hubby's in that cupboard over there.
Let's see if you can see his eyes poking out.
Brink was one of those.
Oh yeah, Brink, Eric Von Detten.
Yeah, it was awesome. They found me in a mall.
What? Yeah, I don't know this story.
Yeah, so I was going to the mall because there was a...
I think anyone who says they were discovered at a mall is a goddamn liar.
In the cafeteria, and I was waiting.
I think they used to do that in the 90s, maybe.
I don't believe it.
The show. 2 years later...
I think they were just looking for Leo lookalikes.
Yeah.
Seriously? All right, so now we've got that translucent, we've got the garlic kind of cooking. Why don't you go ahead and...
Maybe they, like, cooked them up in a lab.
Luscious potatoes in there.
Luscious. And then we've got bouillon, which is basically like
okay, can I want to tell you something I found out from
what?
The other video. Did you know that both Kirsten Storms and the girl from this movie, Courtney Draper, were up for Xenon?
I don't...
They competed for it.
Wow.
She was like, they were in the top two.
I could see that. I could see the Courtney Draper being Xenon, I think, too.
Me too.
Swimming test.
Oh.
So they brought us all to a swimming pool. With
what do you think? I mean, who wouldn't have
in from that tail?
Uh-huh.
Kirsten Storms, though, without
yeah,
it.
I love Courtney Draper, but we need that Kirsten Storms energy, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kirsten Storms was up against Christy For Kim Possible.
Because you swam fastest.
And was able to hold my breath.
Do you still swim? I mean, do you like to swim?
No, I love diving, so I do a lot of cliff diving.
That's right. Yes. What?
Cliff diving. It's not a sport.
Well, in Austin, they have tons of cliffs.
They do.
I guess he would have to be like a really advanced model that could like go in water, you know?
Yeah, that's tough.
I mean, I'm sure. I'm going back to the gene creation now theory, maybe.
Right.
But if it comes back.
Lab created man.
He still dives.
They used a little bit of Leo's DNA to try to create some more. Because, you know, every kid had that vibe. They're like, we just need more Leos.
Exactly.
Taste them. Tastes wonderful.
Thank you.
I did a great job.
You did do a great job. And now you can make it for your wife anytime she wants clam chowder. Does she like fish?
Yes, she does.
She loves fish because you're the mermaid.
See, she's getting a little saucy now.
Yeah. Hey, Brendan.
She's like, oh, you don't cook? In. You make your wife cook all for you?
Hey,
oh, here you go.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Good hubby approved.
It's really good. You're
they look the same looking guy.
With the hot sauce.
Look at him. Did you see how he stared at him? Just imagine him, like, giving this death stare the whole time.
You did get a clam in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad that you like
Thank
that.
You,
Thank
yes.
you so much for coming. I told you it was going to be fun, and now you know how to make this.
Now I know how to make this.
Go
my
home
wife
and make
will,
it.
I'll cook it for my wife.
If you're ever feeling fishy, merman.
Yes.
Feel fishy? Get the bread bowl.
That's all right, Christy.
Guys, like, subscribe, and ring the bell.
Watch the show.
Well,
it's me, real man, Chez Starbuck.
What'd you think about that?
It felt generally awkward. Just like usual.
It was really funny seeing her husband and him next to each other. I'm like, oh, they do kind of have a similar vibe going on.
Yeah.
But he's a foot taller, and I think she likes that.
I think
she seems pretty tall, right? Christy seems like she's a tall woman.
Yeah. I think she loved being sandwiched in between them for that couple of minutes.
I think she was really stoked. That's should we I mean, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but you actually sent this to me earlier this week that Christy put her phone number on her Instagram. Should we call her and ask her what she thought about this situation?
Yeah, we definitely should. And I just want to make it clear, we already had Christy Carlson Romano's number in our phones.
Oh, yeah. But now it's public knowledge, you know,
right.
So she won't mind, you know, she won't care that we're bothering her.
Yeah.
You know?
So, yeah, I think we should probably call her. I just have a lot of questions that I want to ask her, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it okay if I go ahead and refill my coffee real quick before we give her a call?
Yeah, that's fine. You go refill your coffee. I'm going to dial the number real quick.
I'll be right back.
Call me, beat me if you want to reach me.
Oh, Christy, is that you?
Yeah, it's me, Christy Carlson Romano. How you doing?
It's so cool how you're still, like, doing that from Kim Possible.
Oh. That's how people know me. I have to make sure I, you know, put out there.
Yeah, I love it. Like, keep that branding, girl. So I just want to start, like, it sounds a little contentious between us. You didn't happen to hear that episode where we might have implied some things about your husband, maybe.
I love my husband. You know, he's so great. You know, he loves to eat my food, and he loves our children. And, you know, even though he hides in the cupboard sometimes, he's very cool.
So this is a confirmed, he does hide in the cupboard.
You know, some people can get kind of handsy, you know, like Twitty on, you know, even Stevens or even...
Can we, speaking of Twitty, my co-host Ryan, I don't know if you ever met him, but we...
Oh, he's great. He's like the coolest.
Yeah, he's okay. But we had some, like, thoughts about... I don't want to, like, overstep any bounds or anything, but it seemed like there was some electricity between the two of you. Do you want to comment on that?
He's a cutie, of course, and we grew up together. You know, we had we worked a lot together, and...
Hey, are you talking about Twitty again?
I'm not talking about Twitty, okay?
Who's on the phone?
Just go back to the cupboard.
I'm a military man.
Sorry about that.
You know, Christy, again...
That's me. Call me, beat me if you want to reach me.
I love it when you do that. I don't want to overstep any bounds, but it seems like your husband's a little bit protective over you. Is that accurate?
Well, he was a Marine after all, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's not scary at all.
1, 2, 3.
Are those push-ups he's doing in the background?
You know, he's always, like, you know, lifting weights, and he's always, you know, making sure he's in tough shape, you know, for our kids and everything, right?
I've got two
200, honey. 200 on the bench press.
That's great, honey. Good job. You want to try some clam chowder?
Only if Chet Starbuck put his fingers in it.
Oh, Chet Starbuck, he's so dreamy. He looks just like my husband, but he's a foot taller. So beefy. I love that merman.
For some reason, it turns me on when you say that. Alright, back to the cover. Bye.
Yeah, I mean, I better get going. You know, I have a few people coming up to the real kitchen for Christie's Kitchen Throwback. Beans is coming over again. Still trying to get Shia on. He's a little bit intrigued.
Yeah, maybe not Shia. Just suggestion. That's kind of a hot button issue.
What? The cancel culture is kind of out of control. That's why I moved to Texas.
Oh, okay. Bye, Christie.
Bye. Call me if you want to meet me.
God, she started. Ryan, God.
Wait, what did I miss? What's
God
going on?
Damn it.
You didn't
Ryan
call Christie without me, did you?
Ryan, I called her and I said you were just getting coffee and she started friggin' talking about cancel culture and living in Texas, so I had to hang up on her. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. I was trying to strain my Trader Joe's coffee in, you know, cold brew and everything, and you wouldn't even hold on for 2 seconds to call her.
Why do you always have to leave when the guest is just getting on the phone?
I don't know. It's just some kind of crazy coincidence, I guess.
Tonight on Disney, when the Griffins discovered a lost treasure on their boat, they made him part of the family. 13 years later.
Starting now, my whole life is different.
I don't feel any different.
That little treasure is turning into a teenager and going through some major changes.
You actually think that Cody's a mermaid?
Merman. Now this family must stick together.
Am I the only sane one in this house?
Chez Starbuck and Courtney Draper from The Jersey star in the 13th year. Tonight at 9:35, 8:35 Central, part of Zook Weekends.
The 13th year.
I think the perfect way to segue into this, into our notes, Ryan, would you like to do one little sentence of Ryan reads Madeline's notes?
Yes.
I think you're going to like this one.
Okay.
So this first sentence here, I think this is what you're going to want to read.
So this is Ryan reads Madeline's notes.
Dun,
regarding
dun.
The 13th year from 1999. The girl is hot. Also, the mermaid is hot. Also, the mom is hot. Also, Dave Coulier. Don't look half bad. But still, he is probably the creep of the week. I don't trust him because he did something to Alanis Morissette. Is that the right? Yes, you ought to know!
That's right. What, by the way, what do you think Dave Coulier did? Did he, like, he just married right some, like,
we,
straight-laced girl?
How about we read the lyrics for You Oughta Know by Alanis Morissette?
That'll tell you. I actually have them memorized.
Oh, you do? Okay. So, apparently, and Dave himself has said the song's about him. Alanis hasn't confirmed it. And speaking of which, Dave Coulier, Joey from Full House, is in this movie. We didn't even say that, but
cut
it out. All right. So here's the lyrics for You Ought to Know. I want to know you, that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I don't remember how the beginning
was. That's not even close, Ryan. I want you to know that I'm happy for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Got to get more into the alt chick.
I think I'm mixing up a different Alanis song.
I think you are too.
Wish nothing but the best for you both. An older version of me. Is she perverted like
me? Would she go down on you in a theater?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's what, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. In a theater.
And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother.
Yeah.
Because the joke that you made in the bed, that was me, and I'm not going to fade as soon as you close your eyes, and you know it.
Wow.
So the 13th year.
Yeah, Dave Coulier is in this, but I feel like doesn't very much leave a mark, I would say.
Nope.
He's kind of just, could it be anybody? Like, why him? You know?
They didn't use him to his full talents, for sure.
Yeah, he doesn't pull out a puppet or anything.
Yeah, what's the point? He didn't make any weird voices.
You're right, though, in your notes. I think he looks good.
He looks pretty good.
There is a lot of hot people in this movie, I would say.
Everyone is either hot or the creep of the week. There's like seven contenders for creep of the week this episode.
So you're going to give Dave your creep of the week?
I don't trust him.
The mom's a little creepier to me a little bit with her, you know, natural medicine, and she would not want the vaccine.
Nope. She's anti-vax queen in this movie. She calls doctors quacks with stethoscopes.
Yeah. Yeah, we already talked a little bit about Courtney Draper, who's, you know.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, she's great. She's actually, I was looking her up, and she does a lot of voice work. Like, she's, like, I think the main lead in Bioshock Infinite, the game. She does, like, a lot of Studio Ghibli English dubs. Like, she did stuff for Whisper of the Heart, and she did stuff for Ponyo, and tons of stuff. Like, she has basically only done voice work since, it looks like the early 2000s. She was in The Jersey. Do you remember that show?
I don't. And she was talking about it on Christie's Throwback Kitchen, and I couldn't remember,
what it was. At all?
No, not at all.
It was like the show where they found like a magic jersey that they put on, and they would become like famous sports stars.
And maybe it's because I had no interest in sports and just never would watch that show, but I don't remember.
It was on for a while. It was on like 5 years.
Crazy. Yeah, no memory of that.
I remember being stoked about that show. I mean, I was not too interested, but I watched it. And Jeremy Roenick from the Phoenix Coyotes was in an episode, like one of the early episodes. And I was like way into, when the Coyotes came to Phoenix, I was like way into hockey for that 2 years, I would say.
Was it because of that show?
That might have been one of the reasons. I think it's because of a mix of things. I had a hockey game, NHL Breakout 98 for Nintendo 64 that had a Phoenix Coyote on it. Keith Kachuk was it. And so that was one of the reasons. And then also the jersey. And then I would do the roller hockey at Skateland. I was on a team.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
At Skateland?
It was like a Skateland hockey team. And then we traveled around the Phoenix to play other teams at other Skatelands.
That's... I'm just like back in Skateland world right now.
And it's so funny because there's like a team picture. I'll have to see if I can find it. Of me with the team, and for some reason, instead of wearing pants with the hockey stuff, I was wearing long shorts like our lead in this movie does the whole movie. So I have like long ass shorts on that are down to the point where like you can't see my legs. It's just like the shorts with the, you know, rollerblades.
Yeah, long shorts were such a thing in that time. I remember swimsuits where I imagine being a guy, weren't your swimsuits so heavy because of how long they were?
They went like down to your like mid shins, yeah, basically. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. And I feel like that's the some of those styles are coming back with the Zoomers. I don't know if the shorts quite are, but I know like a lot of more baggy, the lower cut jeans are coming back. And all that kind of stuff. It's like we went full mom, and now we're going in the 90s, and now we're back to like teen 90s with some fashions.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but his shorts are something. We could do a whole episode about his shorts in this movie. Chaz. We figured out his name. Christy said it, right? It's Chez?
Chez Starbuck. Normal Chez American Starbuck. Boy.
Normal American boy.
In 1999, MySpace was officially introduced to the internet.
Really? That early?
That's what it says. Crazy. Huh.
Wow.
Not only that, but the brand made famous by Justin Timberlake, Napster.
Yeah.
Drop fucking the stir. Napster. It's cleaner.
Drop the stir. Call it nap. Were you early? Were you didn't have Napster at all, or was that you had the later ones?
No, I had LimeWire.
We didn't have fast internet till kind of late. We were still on AOL around this time, probably.
Same.
But I had a family friend that had high speed internet really early, and he had Napster, and it blew my mind. I remember going over to his house every weekend to make Ryan Radio mix CDs. Basically.
Ryan Radio.
And then eventually we got fast internet and I got a computer in my room when I was, you know, probably like 2002 or something. And it was just over after that. Like my life was just that. My life was now on the computer in some capacity for the rest of my life.
And nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed since that fateful birthday when I got a computer. So Phantom Menace came out that year. Matrix came out that year. Being John Malkovich, it was a huge year for movies.
Not only that, Ryan, Ty Warner Toys announces a small pint-sized black bear called The End on their website, which is to signify the end of Beanie Babies.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
No, me neither.
Did you have Beanie Babies? Yeah.
No. We maybe had like a couple from like a friend or something. Like just we weren't collecting them, but I remember driving, going like soccer games as a kid, and seeing signs on the side like we have Beanie Babies, like for like almost like garage sale signs, but Beanie Babies.
I remember them being at swap meets. Do you remember that?
And there's like fake ones and all this shit.
Yeah, and we had like drawers full of them, but we took the tags off, so it was useless. Oh, yeah. They were just worthless for playing with. And
yeah, I think I had maybe like two Beanie Babies, and they were more just like, you know, almost like a stress ball or something, you know? That's nuts. And this would have been probably around peak Pokemon card times too.
Yeah.
Which has now come back bigger than ever.
Apparently so. Ryan's really regretting some of the decisions he made in his life.
I remember when I was a kid and having the cards and my mom always being like, you got to sell those while they're hot. They're going to be worthless. They're hot right now. Sell them now. And I remember the Charizard was $50 for it. And she was like, you got to sell it now. It's worth money. You should do it. And that, and I was like, no, they're going to be worth tons of money someday. And then I kept my cards for a long time, not really caring. And a couple years ago, I was just like, you know what? Someone's going to like this. Either the cards are still popular, but they're not like crazy. I can probably get a couple $100 for this binder. And I did, but nothing crazy. Turned 2 years later, I could have got two of those cards, could have been that whole price of that whole binder that I sold.
Yeah, you really messed up, Ryan.
I mean, the thing is that I probably wouldn't even sell right now. I just keep them for like, just because I want it, you know, now. Like, I just want them.
You would just keep it until it's worthless again.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Good you sold it when you did, I guess.
I know. It's so funny that I think about it. So I try not to dwell on it. I keep dwelling on it when it gets brought up, but.
Do you just see like an thing. Alternate version of your life where you're just like on the beach somewhere?
I know. Like, what if it happened to be like a good quality one? I don't think I had good quality stuff. I wasn't like keeping it under glass or anything like that. But like, if there was a point where like, wow, I could have sold that and been good, like never have to, I mean, even keep working, but not have to have like a good nest egg or something going on. Buy a house or something. Wouldn't that be cool? Something?
I don't know.
So it's something. 1999. That was a turning point. That whole, I mean, not just because of the millennium, but. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we saw a movie.
The 13th Year, which was this one you watched a lot?
Yeah. A lot. You did. A lot, a lot.
It came out, I'm just looking at it now, May 15th, 1999. That is exactly 4 days before The Phantom Menace.
Wow.
Because I had the date for when it came out on our family screensaver. So I always would know. May 19th, 1999 was. God. Remember, like, you had, like, bouncing, like just, like, 3D words floating around?
I missed that.
Yeah, it was that. Never forget.
Never forget.
This is one I think I watched a lot, but I didn't, like, I couldn't, like, remember the lines, you know? I couldn't remember, like,
what about specifics. The part where it's, like, merman? Did you remember that part?
That's because it was in all the commercials, you know? That's probably the only part that I can, you know, when they're like, he's a mermaid. Merman. That's like the only thing that stuck in my head.
That commercial is so ingrained. Whatever that was. I remember it so much.
Yeah.
We kind of start off with a little one of our contenders for Creep of the Week. He is a merman, an angry man, an angry seaman. who everyone makes fun of him because he said he saw a mermaid. And we see as the audience, yes, he did in fact see a hot mermaid. But all of his friends make fun of him.
He's very like a Quint from Jaws kind of guy, but he has like a MAGA hat on, it looks like.
Yeah. You know? Trump supporter vibes, QAnon vibes,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
He's on an old fishing boat.
I realized that actor is JJ from Parks and Rec. You know, when they go to JJ's diner, he's JJ.
There's a lot of little people, like little bits in these from people that have been in stuff, like TV actors, character actors that have been in like in a million things. Like there's two guys on the dock that are kind of like making fun of him. Those guys are in 100 million things.
Yeah, I know one of them is one of the main cast of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. One of the main sergeants.
Yeah. So those guys are in tons of stuff. But yeah, it's basically that's how the movie starts. It's very Superman-ish. That mermaid ends up carrying a baby and drops on a boat to try to get away, which is a weird move, but
so weird. And even weirder is that they don't go into any kind of process to adopt the baby. They're just like, oh, we found him. Now he's our child legally.
She literally says, can we keep him? Like they found a lost dog. We can name him Cody. It's my favorite name. Okay, Cody it is. That's literally what Dave Coulier and the hot anti-vaxxer wife say.
Yeah, I don't think that's how adoption works, but okay.
Can we keep him? Is like that was a weird go and call him Cody right when they find the baby. They're not like freaking out that they found a baby on their boat.
Yeah, it's just like he's a dog. Can we keep him?
It's almost like a seal jumped out of onto the boat and they're just like, oh wow.
Yeah, and they don't question. He's like wrapped up in a net. Just a present for us, clearly.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's a very Superman type of thing where, you know, they find this baby, the couple, and it grows up to be, you know, a Superman, basically. But it's a merman. That's basically the plot of this movie. But he doesn't start showing signs of mermanism until he's 13.
The 13th year.
Hence the 13th year.
That's right. And so Cody grows up. Guy's name's Cody. He, what I wrote about him is that his acting is the equivalent of watching paint dry. He is so boring.
It's very bad. He's the same level the whole thing. You hate to rag on these made for TV child actors and stuff, but he is just very not good. And I'm surprised that maybe this is why I didn't watch this one over and over again, is because he's just not interesting at all.
No.
It's very bad.
He maybe has the least charisma of any DCOM star ever. Possibly. Like way worse than anyone in The Descendants, way worse than anyone in Teen Beach Movie.
Yeah, it felt bad almost. Just for like everybody involved. It's just like because everyone else is like, there's some really good character actors in this movie, you know, like and he's just given them nothing. Even the kid that's like the nerd, is it Sam is the name, or no, that's the name of the girl,
the guy who's just, I'm just gonna call him Squints. He's just Squints
from Sandlot. Yeah. It's like they cloned him too. Yeah, he has energy to him, that kid. Yeah, he's good. He's, I feel better. Like,
although, I gotta tell you, Ryan, I think they should have cast the kid from Under Wraps in that role. He was still the right age. It would have been perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That kid's hilarious.
I need to watch this Halloween. Let's make sure we watch that one.
Yeah, we got to. That kid is so funny.
I was gonna say, speaking of Halloween, this one was directed by our guy, Dwayne Dunham, who did Halloween Town.
Yeah.
And he's that editor we talked about that like edited like Return of the Jedi and Twin Peaks and stuff. So there's some interesting things on, but like the guy that shot this movie, the cinematographer, he's now worked on like Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones and Better Call Saul. Like there's like, and I see there's some, at least visually, like there is some interesting stuff going on in this movie. Like it's shot well and there's a lot of good locations and things. It's just this paint drying dude, this guy, Chez.
He really brings it down.
It was not fun to watch, really. Like and also the movie kind of doesn't have anything going on for the middle chunk of it. It's kind of the same.
He's turning into a mermaid. What do you mean?
That's it, though. Like, he's turning into a mermaid, and then he's still turning into it. And there's even a part where he is like fins. His feet turn into a fin. He's like, what's happening to me? It's like, bro, you know you're a mermaid. You met your mom already. What are you talking about? What's happening to you? You're turning into a fucking mermaid. It is so bad. It's like,
he reacts to turning into a mermaid as though, like, he just got, like, a paper cut. Like, man, that's weird.
Oh, weird. What's happening to me? And he's like, he's like, I need answers, Jess, before I start sprouting a tail and going upstream. Oh, I'm a mermaid. I mean, it's the whole time. I couldn't take it. It's so boring. It's like the most boring. It's like this disgusting, boring movie the whole time. No, sorry, I'm just going off, but it's just
go off. See, I feel like I might have too much nostalgia for it, and I like it too much because I've seen it a million times, and I think it's fun.
I was disgusted. It's like a horror movie.
He kills it. Yeah. Like, he just completely Chase Starbuck, real American boy. Absolutely massacres this movie, and it's really funny watching it now when you're someone who, like, actually cares about acting ability. Yeah. And just watching him be like, oh, a tail, whoa. And,
like, his timing is so weird, like, way he'll like say something and be walking away off, like, he's just very always saying things in the wrong way. Like, it's just bad. It's very bad.
And he's got this like California way of talking too. He's like, yeah, I can't explain it, but it's bad.
All right, maybe we're being too hard, but he is a merman, and maybe that's just how they are.
Yeah, maybe. You know?
But I guess he's basically the star of the swim team at the school, which seems to be the most important thing of all time.
Yeah, and they have another contender for Creep of the Week, our coach, who likes to touch all the underage children a lot.
That's my
creep. I don't know if you noticed that.
Is the swim coach.
And then not only that, Ryan, but when you go into his office later, you realize that it's an underwater deck so that he can, like, look at the kids in the swimming pool. Like, there's, like, a clear glass window.
Wow.
So he can see their swimsuits under the water. Disgusting.
Yeah, he's the creep of the week for sure. There's also the creep, that guy that he's like, Sean is his name. He's like the bully kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's like his friend. And even Cody's a bully to some extent, you know, he's like jocks, basically.
He's just like, if he was on the alignment chart, he would just be like true neutral, the most neutral you can be. Because he's like bullying kind of, but not in a way that's like really threatening.
Well, that's probably because the fucking actor is just flatlining the whole time. That's why he's so goddamn neutral.
Yeah. He's just like a piece of, like, we called Ben white bread and, like, not even close to this. This is like a man that's made of toast walking around.
That's why I think they were looking, because not just even the hair. I think he has a little bit of a Leo look to him. Slightly. A little thicker. But I think that's really why they went with it. They were like, there's water. We have a redhead already. We have our Rose. We need another Leo.
And I mean, I guess we should just get into the meat of it, which is Cody turns 13. He has a birthday. Oh, yeah. Sam. Sam's the girl.
She says the lines like that Sam likes to walk. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Sam does like to walk.
She is Babe City. We need to watch Stepsister from Planet Weird, by the way.
Yeah, we should do that.
Really,
we should do
that
next.
Yeah, just go down the Courtney Draper path.
Yeah.
But so he turns 13. He's trying to, you know, do all this teen stuff. Like, he's thinking about getting his first kiss, and then he goes to pour the orange juice, and it sticks to his hand.
Oh yeah, it's very gross. It's like I mean, it's no secret that this is like a puberty allegory, I guess, but it's just like so gnarly. It's like he's like sticking to his walls in his room. It's very Spider-Man.
Yeah. And it's weird because you don't think mermaid when you think of someone's hand sticking to stuff.
Yeah. That's all. I think that's just they need something for him to be doing.
Yeah, and that's the best thing they could think of. So that starts happening when he puts his hands in the water. Sometimes they'll get really scaly and purple and blue.
Well, there's the thing about the movie. Like, there's only really one moment where he's like hiding it from people when he's actually at the swim meet and he starts growing fins on his forearms. Why didn't they do stuff like this at school? Like, why isn't he like sticking to papers? And there's like none of this hijinks. It's always him by himself, really.
Yeah, or with just his parents.
His parents. It's always his parents.
Yeah, I think there needed to be a little bit more conflict in him trying to like keep it from people. But I think, again, it's the actor, because like everything that happens to him, he's just like, whoa, that's weird.
It's like, oh, geez, this is so weird. Turning into a fish. Oh, what's happening to me? Am I turning into a mermaid? That's my mom. I mean, my other mom. Ugh, I can't take it. It's like poisoning me, like this kid.
Yeah.
In this movie. That's why I'm talking about where in the middle of the movie, like the big middle chunk, there's nothing happening other than stuff that's already happened. That's what I'm saying is like when he starts turning into a merman, his girlfriend and everyone should like discover it earlier. Like it happens way too late. And then the movie's over, basically.
Yeah, it is. There is a huge chunk where it's this classic thing that happens in DCOMs where you look at your phone and you're like, there's 40 minutes left. 40 minutes. What could possibly happen in 40 minutes? You know?
Yeah. That's what's so nuts. Cause like even the conflict with, the nerd we talked about a little bit, he's the son of the person that saw the mermaid 13 years ago. And he's like, needs to catch a mermaid so people believe him. That could all happen earlier. Like that could all happen earlier in the movie. And then like, there's another act afterwards. Like that should be the end of the second act,
right?
If that makes sense. Like that should happen as like the, you know, we lost everything, and it kind of is, I guess, but it's really the end of the movie.
But instead it's like this thing of he befriends this nerd kid, and it's like this exchange, like, I'm gonna teach you to swim if you help me figure out what's going on.
And so he's just, biology or maybe too, like help him in school. Is that part of it, the deal? Or
Yeah. And really? He's going to help him in school. And it's this thing of he takes the whole movie to like study him. And he's literally like talking to fish. And then an hour later, he's like, you're going to think this is crazy, but I think you might be a mermaid. And it's like, no shit, Sherlock. He literally has fish.
He talks to fish. There's one 2-second shot where he talks to some goldfish and they jump out of the water. Why doesn't that ever happen again? Like none of that stuff ever happens later in the movie. There's never a part where he like saves something happens with his sticky fingers that like helps somebody. Like there's none of that. Like it's all just this stuff happens for some reason. That's what I'm talking about, where they don't do anything with any of this stuff. It's just always him like, what's happening to me? Oh God. And then until he swims away and the movie's over, like literally credits. That's it.
And my favorite thing, Ryan, is when the doctor comes over and he's like, I have these scales on my hands and I'm sticking to the walls. And he's like, puberty.
You're jacking off too much, kid. Like, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Okay, there's one. I bring it back a little bit. When I was talking about, like, he'll do anything with any of this stuff. Like, he has, like, electricity happening. Like, he's, like, creating a current. And he's like, because it yields. He does save the drowning nerd at the end with his electric powers, which I don't think makes any sense, because usually when you're drowning, you have water in you. And then why would electricity help you spit out that water to breathe?
Yeah, they like shocked him.
Like he's like a defibrillator.
Yeah.
And that's the only time any of his like mermaid powers sort of like do something good is the electric. So he didn't even have to be a mermaid. He could have been a fucking, I don't know,
a guy lightning with his finger in a socket?
a lightning power guy.
Yeah.
Static shock. I don't know. Yeah. So I don't know. It's something. Sorry, I kind of jumping ahead. This guy just makes me mad. Cause I was like, how many times did I waste my time watching this? That's basically what I was thinking about.
Well, I mean, we kind of covered the whole plot of it. So he is trying to figure out what he is. No shit, Sherlock. He's a mermaid. And then the dad, who is his friend, Jess's dad, is trying to catch the mermaid at the same time. And that ensues with hijinks because he's like, no, don't hurt my mom. And
yeah, he has like dreams at night, like wet dreams, literally, that he's like swimming and like swims to with this mermaid girlfriend, which kind of can come off like that should be a thing. Like he's describing the dream to people and he's like, oh, that's just you having a very sexy dream, sounds like.
About your mom, you sicko.
Well, before he knows it's his mom.
It's still gross.
Because, you know, mermaids, the whole idea was that they're like, you know, sirens that would make ships crash into the rocks, basically. That's like the excuse that like drunken sailors had for crashing in the rocks. Like, oh, I saw this beautiful woman on the rocks. She had a tail. There's a DCOM kiss.
There is a DCOM 1.5 second kiss.
And he's like, Kyle, can we try again? Because he shocks her. And she's like, maybe your next birthday. I'm like, ah, come on.
What a tease.
Come on, Sam. Play it again, Sam.
We've just been like all over the movie.
I know. This one read me the wrong way for some reason. But
at the end, I guess the audience should know that they decide that Cody needs to go spend some time with his mom out in the sea.
Oh, yeah. So what happens is like, he saves the drowning kid. And he's turning into, he has these stupid, like, shoe, like, they look like his, like, shoe fins, basically. Or his, like, his feet are turning into fins, but they just look like big, weird shoes on him at this point.
Like clown shoes.
Yeah, it looks really funny. But his real mom, the mermaid mom, and his adopted mom kind of have, like, a connection, like a little telepathic thing. And she's like, she promises to bring you back before school, but you should go. You know, kind of thing. But wouldn't it have been great to have if the movie was shorter at this point, to have another act when he comes back or something? Or
I think so. Anything? I think they ran out of money in the budget because of all the CGI scales.
Yeah.
Or were those practy? What do you think, Ryan?
The scales? They're practical, but they would have them like wipe off like digitally, I would say. You know, and they disappear. It's like makeup on, for sure. I'm sure that locations and shooting on the water, all that stuff's expensive. And it had like really, like they had a really nice house, like it was like a lighthouse kind of thing. And they had a lot of stuff on boats and all kinds of stuff. So that stuff gets expensive.
And
they
do
Dave Coulier, you know, they had to pay him.
Yeah. Do you think the big bucks went to Coulier?
I bet he got an okay chunk. You know,
this was years after Full House. This was like when he was like nothing, though.
True, but I think he'd been probably touring comedy.
Oh, I forgot he did that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, like, was there anything that you liked?
Okay. What I liked. That's usually something you should start with, is what you like, instead of me just going hard.
Yeah, we don't do that. We just go ham until...
I thought that, you know, like, almost every other actor is pretty good.
Yeah, I liked Jess a lot.
He is really funny, has good timing, and even with those like stupid lines, he's like doing pretty well with the nerdy lines. He's like, if anybody's gonna get beat up today, it's gonna be me.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite lines. That line is super funny. And then, Ryan, I thought this would connect with you. He says, nerds don't have friends, they have hobbies.
Yeah, yeah.
Loved that.
That's true. He's like, some kids, they have Star Trek and Dungeons and Dragons, and I have marine biology. I one time wanted to look into being a marine biologist when I was a little kid.
Me too. I think we all did.
Yeah, I loved whales. Loved that shit. It was like fireman, marine biologist, and then movie director. It was
can you picture an alternate life where you were a fireman?
I think just every baby wants to be a fireman. Yeah. You know? It's like until you're like 3 years old, you're just like, I want to be a fireman. It's just because of those trucks. It's the trucks and the dogs, the Dalmatians. That's what gets you. But I couldn't imagine that.
No. That would be so funny. For one thing, there wouldn't be a hat that could fit your head.
No. Maybe you have to get some special ones. I'm sure they got something, but that'd be tough. They wouldn't have them at the EVIT training facility to fit my head.
Nope. So sad.
Yeah, marine biology. I used to draw whales all the time, and I don't necessarily think I wanted to be like a scientist. I just like I thought marine biologists. They're the people that swim with the whales at SeaWorld.
Oh, me too.
Or something.
We all wanted to do that, and now that's canceled.
I know. That was really like majestical, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
What about when he ate the fish food? Did you think that was funny?
I guess.
He, like, ate the fish food, and then he was like, put.
Spit it out.
I bet if it was a good actor, it would have been funny.
Yeah, he doesn't sell anything. There's one part where he, this is his last swim meet, where he's, you know, he wins the race because he grows fins because he cheats, you know, he's like a steroided out kid. Or he's going through puberty faster than the other kids, so he's faster. That's the allegory. But he ends up shocking, he like, puts his hands on the side of the pool, and it like for some reason electrocutes the scoreboard and it explodes.
Yeah,
why didn't all the kids in the pool get fried?
I wrote that down too, and I wrote this movie would have been better.
That would have been. What if he accidentally killed all those people, and that's why he had to swim away?
Yeah,
he should have. It should have been like the whole place should have caught on fire, like the whole gym.
That would have been a way better movie. It's just like everyone's running away, and then his acting, he's just like, oh no, oops, bye.
I'll just say, I like his shorts, and you know,
you like his shorts.
I mean, I hate the shorts, but I also like that they're there.
What about the song,
the very end theme?
Yeah,
should we play it? I have it queued up.
I do too.
I can't believe this exists. This song.
It's and so
I
did good.
I did not remember this from watching the movie, because probably usually when the credits start rolling on these things, they always cut to something else, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Can you explain the cover of this YouTube video?
Well, it's all of our favorite DCOM stars. It's called Here's Premieres. Come on, guys.
But the Here's and the Ears is capitalized, and so is Premieres.
As in Mickey Ears. It looks very stupid. We got our boy Brink. It looks
very stupid spelt out. Here's Premieres. We got Johnny Tsunami.
Kirsten Storms.
The Smart House Kid.
The worst kid. He can't even lay back and look like he's relaxed. He looks like he is going to like.
He's photoshopped onto that background. It's
terrible.
It's the worst. He's
Brink looking like an absolute stone cold fox.
Just a snack. Oh my God.
Look at the charisma. It's just oozing out of him. And this kid's like,
Okay. Yeah, I've never seen this cover, but this must have been a CD that came out. I'm surprised you didn't have this
CD. I'm shocked I didn't have this. I want it. I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, we need to find you one. This is like basically the credit song in the 13th year, which I can't believe this exists. I'm going to play it right now.
Feeling kind of lucky, this girl really likes me. Never thought that love would tempt my heart. At the beach together, nothing seems to matter. Till she sees a flounder can't tell us apart. Never could imagine that I'd grow a tail.
Out of 10. 13th year. That is like one of the worst songs ever, but also
what?
Amazing.
I the love 13th it. Year. It's so good.
My 13th year. That was the first go at the. I'm just surprised. Like, no wonder that one didn't click like Supernova Girl, in my opinion.
That song rules. Okay, I can get this.
I mean, it rules, but in a terrible way. It's bad.
I'm ordering this right now. I can get it for $385.
No way.
Yeah.
Where are you seeing that at?
Well, it's Amazon, but it's used. And if you buy it new, you have to get it for $17.73, which I'm not paying.
Wow, Wow, I'm seeing it for $56.48 on Amazon.
Hold on.
My 13th year.
13th year.
Okay, used, you can get it for $4, but I'm saying, like, looks like a brand new one in Prime is $56.
Absolutely not.
I bet you, I wonder if you can find it on eBay for even cheaper. But yeah, that's, it says volume one, so there must have been a volume two, right?
I don't know. Maybe it failed.
Maybe they never made another one.
It failed epically.
Let's see.
Here's premium. I love that we're just using this time to find this on eBay. I can find $18.95, $19.95, $6.62. There we go.
Despite the implications of the title, no direct follow-up volumes were released until a very similar compilation, Disney Channel Hits Take Two, in 2005. Over 5 years later, it was released.
What on earth, Ryan?
And that one has like Cheetah Girls and shit on it.
Okay, so I found it for $6.62. The condition is quote acceptable, and it says all net proceeds go to charity.
Wow.
What?
Acceptable.
Does that mean I can hear it or not?
Seattle Goodwill, it says.
What on earth?
Oh, if you don't end up getting this, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas next year.
Woohoo.
What well, a... Yeah, I mean, that song, I mean, it's amazing. But
I love it.
It kind of sounds like something I would write, to be honest. But it's...
Well, it's kind of in the vein so of weird. Like Lump or something like that. Like
yeah,
the stuff that was going on at this time.
It's sort of
but
like
shitty.
It's like awkward. It's like weird. I don't know. Like it doesn't, it's not catchy in my opinion. A little bit like that chorus kind of 13th year. I feel like it yeah. could be, but I feel like it's almost like the song was written, but the guy sang it the wrong way or something.
Yeah.
Like
are
that.
You saying this is Randy Crenshaw's fault?
Like
the
it's almost like
Randy Crenshaw.
Like, I mean, this is getting in, you know, inside baseball, but like for me, like I would write some fucking shit down. I would give it to our associate producer, Eric, that would turn it into magic. And he'd be able to like take out words that don't need to be there and like make a perfect song out of like this scribble that I made. And this didn't happen. He didn't have an Eric to fix the song, in my opinion, but I'm glad it exists. I'm very happy that weird song is there.
you guys should probably cover it with NPR.
I think so. I think it
also,
could be.
Also, in case you were wondering, Randy Crenshaw never did anything else ever. Just this.
It sounds like somebody just that never done this before. Nope. I think so. I'm feeling, what's he say? Like, sushi is my greatest fear.
Yeah. He wrote the greatest song of all time and then he retired. Which is exactly
he
what
he went on
do.
Top, you know. Mm-hmm. What did you think about when Sam gets all upset that Cody's turning into a merman and like kind of runs out?
I think she's the only person that has a legitimate reaction because everyone else is like, "Oh, that's weird that you're turning into a mermaid."
Well, this is also weird. Is so when he finds out he's turning into a mermaid. And he already knows, though, that he's been adopted. He's like, I need to find my other parents, you know, to find out what's the problem here. And why is that not like a surprise to him? Like, why didn't they make some drama of them keeping it a secret? And that like that's an easy thing they could have done, like where it's like, we have to tell you something. You're actually yeah. we found you. Whatever. They tell him that, but he already knows he's adopted. So it's like a weird. It's almost like they're just making it boring for themselves.
A lot of interesting choices. Perfect 10 out of 10.
What about
movie,
what about
though,
the
right?
line the line for the drinking fountain? Has that ever happened in history?
Well, it's because
that's more
he
than...
has to drink so much water because he's a mermaid, Ryan.
Well, I got that. But I was just saying, like, does he is there ever more than another person waiting for a drinking fountain?
No, because it's not worth it otherwise.
The only time I can think of that happening was like kindergarten. I remember specifically like the after like recess, the teacher lining up everybody to like make sure they drink water.
Okay.
That's the only time I've ever seen that happen, not in high school.
I can see that. That was kind of weird and everyone was really mad. What about the part when Jess is dying right? And Cody gives him the shock. But before that, the mom's like, Sam, you do CPR on him.
Oh, yeah.
What?
It's so they could recreate the was his name from Sandlot?
The Squints kiss?
Squints. The Squints kiss. So they
you don't pressure a 13-year-old girl to breathe.
Yeah, you give CPR.
Yeah, what are you doing? I understand why they did it that way, because it would look weird otherwise, but don't have her say that. Just have Sam already be giving the CPR.
Yeah, like almost like she's like reluctant. I mean, it's almost like, you know, they didn't even really set it up. Like, they could have set it up like they were learning CPR for their swim class, you know.
Perfect. Kind of thing. Yeah. But as we've been saying this whole time, perfect 10 out of 10 movie, no notes.
There was a big Titanic spoiler in the movie. Remember that?
There was. I wrote that down too. What the heck? I would have been mad.
So you're saying 10 out of 10. You think this movie is on?
Perfect 10 out of 10. The brightest light in the sky. Only for nostalgia, Ryan. I can't not say it's on. I can't do it.
This one didn't have the nostalgia hit for me.
Yeah, I think it's because I've watched it 5 bajillion times.
I feel like I did too, but maybe I just watched it for
the hot girl. What's your face?
Maybe that's it.
I think I did too, to be honest with you.
I can't remember a reason why I was like into that. Just because it was on, I guess. But so I'm off, unfortunately. I'm sorry. So is this our first split?
That's completely understandable. No, we've split before. I understand why you're saying a no, but this leads me that next is going to have to be Stepsister from Planet Weird.
I think we should. I think we're on to something with that.
I'm so excited. Yes. I actually want to watch a movie for once. Yay.
I am glad that because we talked about we need to go to some old DCOMs. We've been watching a lot of the new ones or ones that aren't even DCOMs. And so I'm glad we did go back to this. And I'm glad to revisit it and see what the hell the deal is with it. But it's something else, I would say.
Yeah. Chase Starbuck, stick to your life as a dad.
I'm sorry, Chase Starbuck. You're
canceled.
No, I don't think you're canceled. You seem like a nice enough guy in that Christy video. And
I don't know about that.
You don't know? Do you think that she? That he'd make a better husband to Christy, in my opinion.
Oh my God, that's a bold claim.
I mean, she likes him more. I mean, at least she likes that how much taller he is for sure.
She looked him up and down a few times. We got to be honest. I forgot to ask her if she was in love with him. But she was doing this whole story about how she, quote unquote, loved her husband so much. So,
yeah. And I'll take her for her word, you know?
Yeah. Christy wouldn't lie to us. I want to leave you with American boy Chez Starbuck for a sec.
Okay.
Look at this picture.
Oh my God.
Oh no, I don't want a YouTube. No. We can cut all this out. Darn it. I just.
All right, so this is the.
No,
first
I don't want this.
I'm gonna make it for my YouTube channel. I had one before.
He has a YouTube channel.
Don't remember the login, how to do it, and not that very good with computers. But I am good with design.
Not that very good with computers. I hate that line. Do you like? Like someone's saying I'm not good with computers.
I do have a lot of tattoos. So
your video, it's still playing.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to turn it off.
It's only because I'm trying to cover up somewhat of this double chin. I'm going to be a dad for the second time.
What's going on?
Here is my beautiful little baby's room.
I feel like you have to end the episode with him saying that thing about computers.
Okay.
That's just the button we go out on.
I'm not very good with computers.
The end.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to be a downer with this one.
No, it's fine. I like while I was watching it was torture, but I still had all the nostalgia.
It's just gross. It's a gross ass movie.
That's weird. He's so bad. And I never even knew he was bad growing up because it was just like, oh, that's an attractive white blonde child. Great.
Yeah. He does not have the Kristen Storm energy. That's the lesson. Gotta have the Kristen Storm's energy.
Yeah, he has nothing.
Or Eric Von Denton. What's like a...
Oh, there we go.
What's a thing we could call Eric Von Denton's energy? What's a funny thing for that? He doesn't bring the brink. I don't know.
You gotta bring the brink.
Those two are our model DCOM citizens, you know, at least from this era.
That's right.
And then later we got, you know,
Raven. She brings the energy.
You got Raven later. And then what's like the next bit would be what's her name from the Descendants?
Uma.
No, the Evie.
Evie's okay. Uma's better than Evie.
Oh, yeah. Uma. Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to think. I was like, who's Uma? I had to think about it for a second. Well, the 13th year, I'm sure people were like, as yourself, really love this one, but
I did.
Didn't quite do it for me.
This is going to be a nightmare to edit. I'm sorry, Ryan.
We've I know.
We've talked all in right, so I'll many stop. Circles.
Well, thanks for, make sure to rate, review, subscribe, where it's on like DCOM on all the things. And well, I guess we'll see you next time with Sepsi's sister from Planet Weird. I'm excited for that.
That's right. We'll see you, mermaid. Bye-bye.
Mermaid, bye-bye. I'm not good with computers.
It's so weird in my 13th year.